All right, viewers, we have been sharing with you our perspective on the global macroeconomic for the last 3 months. We shift gears to talk about Asia and also ASEAN, specifically the next growth engine of the global economy. Most of the global investors are moving to Asia and ASEAN as region provides solid economic outlook. With us, joining us this morning is Shan Syed, Chief Economist, Juai IQI. Shan, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Shan, first of all, we have seen in the last 6 years, global players like, you know, US, China, Europe are keen to form trade blocs and also trade deals. For example, the TPP and also the RCEP with ASEAN and Asia as well. Clearly, the pivot of economic growth moving towards east, this is where bargain, you know, will start. What's your take on this?
Yes, absolutely, Najib. The market is huge. The total market of ASEAN is 620 million people. In 2019, the GDP size was 2.87 trillion. Now, as of today, the GDP size is 3.15 trillion. Obviously, there's a 9% increase. So the global pivot is moving towards Asia and to ASEAN because 40% of the population is young. There's a growing middle class, there's a modern infrastructure, and most importantly, the educated labor force makes ASEAN so attractive for global players to enter into a trade agreement. And most importantly, the key variable for ASEAN is the macroeconomic stability, which will be the key factor for many economies in the next 3 to 5 years. So ASEAN remains on the global investors' radar due to its rising income level, rising middle class, and most importantly, the educated labor force.
Shan, infrastructure investment has become a huge variable due to its impact on the macro outlook. Is ASEAN the big story in infrastructure landscape?
Yes, in November 2014, I wrote an article for Malaysian Reserve, and I mentioned that ASEAN requires $1.1, $1.2 trillion in infrastructure investment. So if you look at ASEAN, Indonesia requires $400 billion. Myanmar requires $300 billion. Vietnam and Philippines requires $150 billion. Countries like Cambodia and Laos, they require $50 billion. So if you look at the infrastructure as a variable in the macro equation, one of my Nobel laureate professors, Robert Vogel, wrote a paper in 1964, and he mentioned how infrastructure investment has direct correlation with GDP growth. And he studied about the American railroad system, and he studied about the Japanese railroad system, Shinkansen. And he came up with this analysis that infrastructure has strong relationship with GDP growth. And it adds 0.3 to 0.7% to the overall GDP equation. So infrastructure investment in ASEAN will remain hot. Most of the economies like Indonesia, Philippines, Vietnam, Malaysia, they will go for infrastructure investment to improve the business efficiency and most importantly, to attract global investors.
Shan, now we are talking about new high technology innovation as well, AI, manufacturing, service sector, tourism, e-commerce and also 5G and also logistics. It looks like ASEAN is becoming the next trading hub of the world. How do we prepare for this, you know, big role?
Yes, absolutely. ASEAN is quite active in terms of manufacturing, in terms of service sector, e-commerce, logistics. And most importantly, ICT, the integrated circuit technology, has become so important for the global economy that they cannot leave ASEAN. And if you recall what ASEAN is doing right now, in 1980s, Japan and Korea focused specifically on the service sector. Service sector is becoming big. Look at 5G. 5G market is picking up very strongly. By 2025, there will be 1.2 billion 5G users, and a third will be coming from China. Look at e-commerce. The e-commerce market will touch around $6 trillion. In 2020, it was just $4 trillion. So you're looking at the CGR at almost 11%. So I think overall, ASEAN provides a lot of opportunities for global investors in terms of manufacturing, in terms of technology, AI, service sector, and of course, logistics. So this area, this region would become very active in all these areas. And this will drive the growth of many ASEAN region in the next 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, technology will be driving most of the ASEAN economies moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Sean Harris here. Let's talk about Malaysia. You mentioned before that the possibility of a recession is low in Malaysia, and that the forecast of GDP growth between 4 to 5% is something we can expect for this year. What's the premise? I mean, now we talk about higher prices for basic needs.
Yes, in my today's interview with Star newspaper, I said the probability of recession hitting Malaysia is low, is based on three key variables. There's a very smart way of looking at the economy. The number is one is the restaurant business. If you go to any area in KL right now, Pavilion, KLCC, Wan Utama, BSC, you'll find 80% of the restaurants are full. That clearly indicates that people, consumers, have confidence for tomorrow. They expect economy to boom. So this is one of the areas. And you look at restaurant business, there's 7 to 8 industries related with restaurant business. You pick up car sales. First quarter, the car sales number were up 12%. And the third key variable that shows the pulse of the economy, that is the energy consumption. Malaysia ranks 28th right now globally in terms of energy consumption. So these are the three key variables to look at the economy in a very smart way. Number one is the restaurant business. Number two, the car sales. And number three is the energy consumption. That drives us to make this forecast that Malaysia GDP for this year, we stand by it between 4 and 5% for this year.
All right, Sean, thank you so much for joining us this morning. That is Sean Said joining us this morning.